I believe white people came from primates.
Okay.
But not black people. I believe black people are from God.
Okay.
And the primates came from the white people. That's why they similarities are like when you shave a monkey all the way bald. No lips. Look how they walk.
Okay.
Once upon a time, white people walked down on all fours and even had a tail. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, yeah. I believe black beings are from God.
So recently, my friend Shane and I were out filming some videos in the public, and we decided to get some people's opinions about where we came from, how life started, whether God was real or not, and whether the Bible should be taught in public schools or not. And during our interactions, we actually ran across a gentleman that had the opinion that white people descended from primates and that black people are from God. And I thought this was very interesting because it shows that evolution is a racist ideology. If you're saying that white people descended from monkeys and from primates and fish, but that people of darker shades of skin were created by God, that is racism by definition. And so if evolution by natural selection happened and we descended from primates out of Africa, and those people were Africans that we descended from, and we are constantly evolving and becoming better as mutations, as beneficial mutations get selected and make better populations, then you are by definition saying that all people that are Africans are inferior to people of lighter shades of skin. Because we have evolved further if evolution is true. So racist. So I don't blame this guy for feeling this way if he really believes that evolution is a plausible explanation of origins. I just think it's the logical conclusion that people come to. So it's clear that Darwinian evolution is in fact racist, and people that believe in it, they may not know it, they may not understand it, but they are buying into a racist, false religion. And yes, it is false, because mutations make information worse. They're what cause cancer, Down syndrome, autism. I could go down the line with biological problems that are caused by mutations. But according to Darwinism, mutations got added to populations. Those populations evolved into what we are. You're not going to get enough beneficial mutations to outweigh all of the deleterious mutations that get added in and cause extinction of these populations that are supposedly evolving. So Darwinian evolution is false. And, you know, I guess I kind of feel bad for fellows like this because they're very misinformed.
He created us all, right?
Yeah.
From the ground up.
Yeah.
But then he left it to us to evolutionize.
Right. But do you believe that we came from primates? Or do you believe that he just created man in that day?
You want me to be, I believe white people came from primates.
Okay.
But not black people.
Yeah, this is pretty comical, but I mean, that's the conclusion you get. If you think that evolutionism is true and that creation science is false, you're going to come to wild conclusions. It's much easier to admit that yes, God created this planet and that we were designed out of the dust of the ground and God formed us. And we all descended from the same two people. Now, people make fun of us as Christians for believing that two people conceived all of the human population. But yet they believe all the human population descended from fish, descended from rocks, descended from primates, Curious George type creatures. I mean, give me a break. It's unbelievable what certain people will believe to remain in unbelief of fact and of science. It's just blatantly in our faces, and we need to accept it, and we need to promote God's word to people so that we can decrease racism in America. This is the answer for racism. Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, the Lord God of the Bible, that tells us that we all came from two ancestors, and that we all share the same DNA, and that Jesus loved us and died for us on an old rugged cross. That's the message that needs to be shared with people. This Darwinian evolution nonsense that was invented by a racist Darwin is false.
White people walked down on all fours and even had a tail.
White people walked down on all fours and had a tail. Oh, give me a break. But that is what evolution teaches about early man, that mankind at one point was monkeys, right? That we were primates, and that we slowly evolved out of Africa through mutations. It makes sense that this gentleman would feel this way, because if evolution's true, and if Darwinism took place, this theory that many people choose to believe in, then that would mean that we are slowly becoming better, and it can be hard to tell, even in evolution, what evolved into what or what descended from what. I mean, you have a lot of unanswered questions in Darwinism. The Bible and basic science shows us that everything descended from whatever family it's in, right? So if you have a cat, it's going to create cats. If you have a dog, it's going to create dogs. If you have humans, they're going to create more humans. And by the way, that means we all descended from two people. We didn't descend from fish. We didn't descend from Mr. Limpet. We didn't descend from Curious George. That's fiction. It's a fairy tale. It's not reality. We didn't come from animals. We were created by God, and we descended from two people, Adam and Eve. They were real people that actually existed. And you can verify this using Y chromosome mutation rates, mitochondrial mutation rates, and you can look and see how in the recent past we descended from two people.
God said evolution into play.
But you need creation, because they've completely taken out creation out of school, because they say that, you know, that everything happened through like a big bang.